Salome, everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's live meditation class. Thanks God for good sound. Let's begin this evening. I've got a lot of ground I want to cover in what I'm reading. So let's begin with a moment of silence and we'll get right into the satsang. And I'm actually going to go ahead and post that. Thanks for all the responses of good sound. Thanks God. Thanks God. Salome. Okay, so we're going to get right into this satsang, which I posted if you want to follow along. It's from 2002 in September, and it's one of the Feast of Tabernacle satsangs. So Maitreya was saying, the fastest way to know thyself is meditation. Close your eyes, quiet your senses. Go within yourself and look at yourself squarely in every problem that you have. Again, this is your doing. You have to do it. You have to meditate. You have to squarely look at it. Your spiritual teacher can point it out to you how you can improve yourself. But if you do not listen to him, even he cannot help you. If you do not listen to God, even God cannot help you. That is why he sent the scriptures. Why does he have to send the scriptures? He has to send the scriptures, as I said, as a manual telling you what to do, as a manual telling you that if you do those things, if you purify yourself, if you do those things that I told you, you will be purified and you will know yourself in a deeper level. But if you do not look at yourself, if you do not listen to the spiritual teacher also, or God, God says, okay, I cannot help you. I can show you the way, but you have to walk it. The eternal divine path is a path. You have to walk it. It is not something, oh, I am in the mission of Maitreya, I am saved. No, you have to walk the eternal divine path. You have to meditate. If you do not meditate, if you do not use the mantra, if you do not close your eyes, if you do not come to the satsangs, if you do not come to our church in Paltok, or come to the mission and learn how to meditate, if you do not come to the meditation classes and go through the process of meditation, you will not progress. It is very good for everyone to know the process before they ask for initiation. Before this time, a lot of people asked for initiation, and they did not remember what the process was. That is why I released it, so that you can teach it to people over and over again. And eventually, many people will know the process, so it is easier for them to be initiated here. It is a teaching of action. We can see that God has already given the manual to you, to everyone. The manual is the eternal divine path. The eternal divine path is the base and the essence of the fastest way possible to reach God. If you do not meditate, if you do not close your eyes, if you do not put the effort to know yourself, you will never know yourself. You will make the same mistakes over and over and over again without being able to look at yourself. But if you make a mistake again and again, and then you look, you sit, you meditate, and you say, why am I doing this? Why this pattern is happening to me over and over? But you have to do it. If you do not do it, you are not going to learn. So you do meditate. You see the pattern. You progress. And then you say, okay, it is very hard to meditate in this environment out there. This is crazy. I cannot meditate. Everyone says, buy this. Go here. You need this. You have to do that. And you have to have television, radio, bulletin board. Everyone tells you about everything but God. So you are going to go and fall for them. And you are not going to go to God. You are not going to go to heaven, pure consciousness. You say, I have to live in an environment where people are godly. They talk about God. They talk about the eternal divine path. You say, okay, I need to live in the communities of light. I need to either live in a community of light or I need to create a community of light. If you have the ability, have the power, have the knowledge, and have the essence in it that you can do it, sure, go ahead and create the communities of light. But it's not an easy job to create communities of light. I'm telling you right up front, it is hard work. It is a long process and struggle. You have to create a lot of wisdom. You have to know yourself, and you have to know people. It is a lot of work. Actually, many people have tried to create communities, not even communities of light. There is a news group in the internet, and there are a lot of frustrated people in it who have tried to create communities. They're frustrated. They didn't make it, and they were not able to do it. But if we reach a point that we have a lot of people in the mission, they have been in the communities of light, and they spread out, and they create their own communities and connect to the center little by little, our numbers are going to be increasing to a point that it is going to become easier and easier to do. It is just like a sheet of plastic water, and you want to try to raise it, and you start putting bubbles underneath this plastic little by little. There is a point that if you put one more bubble, it rises. Well, that is how the mission is. It is big. It is huge. This mission is a huge mission. It has so many things in it, but you put one person at a time underneath it, and little by little by little, we will come to a point that if we put one more, that is it. It is going to rise up, and the mission is going to start going. So that is how you do not get frustrated, by surrendering and submission to God. You surrender the results and say, I did my best. I did my work as much as I could. I put my effort 100%. But do not put 99%. Do not put 95%. Do not put 90%. Put 100% into it. That is how you will benefit 100%. If you put 90% into it, you benefit 90%. If you put 80%, you will benefit 80%. If you put 5%, you benefit 5%. That is the law of the universe. There is a reaction for any action you do. And if you put 100%, God will give you 100%. That is the way God works. So you put 100%, but it did not work, and you say, fine, God, I really put 100%, 110% actually. I put that effort. The result is yours. I am not attached to it. It is your result. And you go on to another project. Or if this way did not work, use another way. Just experiment. See what works and what does not. That is why God sent so much education for us in this time. We have been educated to research, to understand, to see what things work and what does not work. We are not living 100 years ago that everything is spirit and trust only in spirit and everything is going to work. If it did not work in the spirit, the work was the spirit. No, we have to have the ability to experiment and know what works and what does not work, and progress. After all this progress, you have to become a universalist. You have to shatter all the narrowness of the mind, any prejudices, any separation, anything you hang on to which is against your progress. I am not saying that the people in the world are all nice, good, fantastic, and you should love them with all your heart, mind, and spirit. They have problems too. They are not realized people. But at the same time, you are a realized person. We have to create a system, a way to educate them too, that they should realize that they should not kill each other. When you kill someone, that other person has the essence of God in them, and you really kill that essence in them. So you will create karma, and you will pay for it. That is the law. This is the law that every human has to understand, that you cannot just go ahead and do things to each other and then say we're doing fine, nothing is going to happen to us. It is going to happen to you. It will. You will pay for any action that you do to others. Maybe not in this lifetime, but you will. So if we really understand these things, when we have no choice but to become good people, I am not going to hurt anyone, because if I hurt another person, what am I doing? I'm hurting myself. So I will not be a hurtful person. I will consider all the time my actions, how they affect other people, how I affect my environment, how I affect the community. Am I really hurting the community, or am I helping the community? Am I hurting the community? Is it really hurting them? Or am I hurting myself? So we can see that more and more, if we become universalist, then we will shatter all the narrowness of the mind. And we know that God is everything. There is nothing which God is not. If we love God, we have to love everything in it, because there is nothing which is not him or her or it, whatever you call him. We can see that with that, you have no choice but to become an elect, and you have accelerated your progress toward pure consciousness, and I guarantee that you will not be in that darkness at the end of the universe. You are going to be in a wonderful place with God. You will be in pure consciousness, where you will enjoy the joy of being one with him. So if you made it, you are very sorry for the people who did not make it, but God sent them messengers. He sent them revelations. He sent them scriptures. He told them, this is the way to me. This is the way to avoid the hell, or whatever that state is. I do not even want to know, because I am planning to go to pure consciousness. I am planning to be in that place with God. I do not want to be in that darkness. But there is that darkness, there is that place that those who do not listen to God, his revelations, and his scriptures will end up. There is no doubt about that. So the eternal divine path is given to you as a path, a way to avoid that destiny. After you become a universalist, you become an elect. You become a person who shatters all the narrowness of the mind and frees himself from the attachments, and is willing to work for the communities of light and create communities of light, or live in the communities of light, and will meditate and know thyself. I do not see any other faster way to God but the eternal divine path and the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth, which brings the peace and unity to humanity. It even accelerates in a greater degree the progress of the human to pure consciousness. And we'll pause there. It's a great satsang, and actually as it goes on, there's some wonderful continued information if you feel like reading it on your own. But at this time, we're going to go right into our meditation process. So if you would, go ahead and sit comfortably with your back and your neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax. Release any tension or tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room, and then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember where each room is, and whatever you can remember about the place. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can, and then fill the state, province, county, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, gently leave your body and visualize that you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to men. Send good thoughts and visualize that they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth. You are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system. You pass the galaxies, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty blue light, the most relaxing and loving healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it. Let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed, and then your ankles, your calves, your knees, and your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras. And as it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows, and now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and your neck straight. Breathe in deeply. And listen to the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. The goal of the life is to become divine. Realizing the stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out, the rhythm of your mantra. And now breathe out the second part of your mantra. Om Nam Kevalam. That divinity, God, is everything. Again, recognizing the stillness, this time between breathing out and breathing in, the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra, and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, your mantra, use your mantra, the breath, and the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you from gaining control over your mind, but be sincere and diligent in your meditation and relaxed. And at this point, we'll go ahead and meditate for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'll reverse the process. And now, close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now you gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. Remember peace on earth and goodwill to men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See the peace that you receive from the brilliant light is on earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Fill the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth. All the continent that you are in, the country you are in, the state, province, city, house, and room that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God. Oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, you can stay with that recognition and continue to realize it throughout the day. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shari Hung. The goal of the life is to become divine. Om Nam Kevalam. That divinity, God, is everything. And that concludes tonight's live meditation class. We'll be having another live class this week on Wednesday, beginning at the same time. Thanks, God, for everyone being here in the room, and wish you all a good God night or day, wherever it is you're at. Shalom, everyone.